This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm. They called it extremely dangerous. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham said the storm has the potential to cause devastating damage.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain, and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge.
Before leaving for Camp David Friday, President Trump said that he is monitoring the situation.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
And again, forecasters say Dorian is churning through the Caribbean with maximum sustained winds of more than 213 kilometers per hour. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said that he will not surrender even after he was charged by Hong Kong police with organizing an illegal protest on Friday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for three times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting, and this is VOA News. Pakistani prime ministers call for the country to show solidarity with Kashmiris by standing outside their homes, shops, and offices for 30 minutes Friday seemed to receive a lackluster response. Many questioned its efficacy. When asked whether he will leave his shop and stand outside, another shopkeeper said that he'll follow what others in the market will do, but added that he didn't understand the actions. Prime Minister Imran Khan had announced the measure to protest India stripping the part of Kashmir under its control of its special status, depriving the region of granted autonomy. To avoid retaliation from the local population, the Indian government deployed thousands of additional security personnel, announced a curfew, suspended all phone service, and shut down television channels, effectively cutting off the region from the rest of the world. Uganda Friday evening repatriated five Congolese people who had contact with a 9-year-old Congolese victim, Ebola victim, who died in the Western District. Halima Adumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
Uganda's health ministry Friday evening repatriated five Congolese contacts of a 9-year-old girl with Ebola to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The girl, also of Congolese origin, traveled with her mother from Goma in the DRC on Wednesday and entered Uganda through the Mpondwe border post for medical care. Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu, Uganda's State Minister for Primary Health Care, said even though Wera's Kasese district has full capacity to handle a disease outbreak, including Ebola, it was too late to save the girl. The health ministry has reassured the public that the current threat poses no major risks to the rest of the country. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
U.S. health officials are warning users of e-cigarettes to reconsider their habit of vaping, noting a rise in the number of respiratory illnesses linked to the practice. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that they're investigating 215 cases of a serious lung disease possibly related to the use of e-cigarettes. Officials say the cause of the illness not yet known, but noted that in some of the cases, patients used e-cigarette products that contain THC. It is the substance in marijuana. Most of the patients have recovered from the mysterious illness. However, last week, the first death was reported from that disease. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hi, everybody. I'm on assignment. Here is an earlier edition I'm sure you'll love. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. It's Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's Pan-African playlist is awesome. It twists and turns through 13 countries, three decades, and it grooves in styles from Afro beats to Mbakanga. I've got a lot of exciting new music, too. There's Emmanuel Jal and Nyaurach from South Sudan. There's Blinky Bill from Kenya, Aida Sam from Senegal, rising reggae dancehall star from Jamaica, Coffee, rock guitarist Bambino from Niger, and Chanel Lakinda out of Gabon. Now, my feature interview is with Seun Olota. He is from Nigeria, but talks with Bill Odidi, who's in Nairobi, while on tour there with his big, beautiful Afrofusion band. Now, that interview comes at the back half of the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm joined by Tolumide, who's sitting right next to me. Hey, Tolumide.
Hi.
Tolumide is a VOA graphic artist, and she's joining me for Song of the Week. And that song is from Tanzania called Katika.
Katika.
So let's get our groove on.
Yes.
Here's Jedouble Ambole from Accra, Ghana, with Who Made Your Body Like That?
All right, stick it. What you gonna do about it? Heba. Walk at your eye, now one tell him, see, I'm a dodgy. Get on down, heba. Stick it all the kind of booth. Get on down, heba. Hold me up, bro.
For Bollywood, ambulance, see me, wait, see me, make a holla, you.
the drums. Butterflies from a stomach, they play conga. Your shape be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs tick past the bass guitar sound. Your voice dey like the organ in chords. Don't make my team raise like the horn section, though. Oh, see how I'm bullet the laugh me plus in deep voice.
That was Ambole from Ghana. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. The next three tunes I've got in queue are super hot, beats-oriented dance tunes, all released in 2018. The first up is Coffee. That's spelled with a K, by the way. Mikaela Coffee Simpson is a 19-year-old Jamaican singer-songwriter who's winning hearts and mad respect all over Jamaica. Here's Toast.
Yeah, blessings we are reap and we course in handful. Oh, we no rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus.
Yeah,
and gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. But that was for the friends that take off. And you know it formed up to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic, say I sing. Yeah, see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like hello, brother, you say I had to shout ya. Saw your poster, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your soul to gamble in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But that was to the so I'm here to give him the glory, I'm me delighted. Jano say my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God. We'll be right back.
this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right, now, Blinky Bill has Nairobi rocking with this. Attention. Blinky Bill with Attention, a track off his 2018 Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. Yeah, that's the name of the album. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. What do you think of that, Tulumide?
I think that's amazing.
It's a long title for an album, right?
Very, very long. Very long. But catchy, though.
Yeah.
Because definitely it would make the audience feel like, okay, I want to find out what this album is about.
Now, here is your third super hot beat from Gabon. This is Chanel Lakinda, and she is crushing it with Chiza Benge, or people are just calling it now Chiza.
Lakinda. Le fe.
je ne suis jamais dans l'à peu près. Arrête un peu de détraire, la la la, depuis là. Tu me fais la balle, tu n'as pas compris que je suis pas là, pas là. Je suis là, depuis qu'à la galère, il a goûté la tira. Il peut pas laisser le goulard, faut pas chercher le poulard. Il ne faut pas réveiller la kinda. Lui et moi, ça fait. Lui et moi, tu me traites de tizambing, mais je suis la seule qui le rend. Je donne la même assiette dans la fouille à toi et moi. Et puis celle qu'on ne connaît pas. Pourquoi tous ces bla 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 bla. Le bébé c'est pour toi et les tisans. Aïe oh tisans. Tisans, 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 tisans, les tisans.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello, music lovers. Now we're turning back to 2011 for a little sample of Mr. Flavor's Ashawo Remix. Know this, but this song's mojo is so good. Others since have recorded their own hit versions too, like there's the one by Ziggy Zaga in Ethiopia. That one came out in 2012. And then the Sukuma version by Tanzanian singer Mama Shauri.
Mama Shauri, na Blacky Boys record, lo kangara ongi na shika hangi. Mama Shauri, di ambe watoko wano kujiranga ni kaya jise, ba hayobo zenga na botivi saka mandako.
But let me drop some knowledge on you real quick about the history of this song. The original Sawale was recorded way back in 1970 by an artist named Cardinal Rex Jim Lawson. Do you remember Cardinal Rex Tolomito?
Yes, yes, yes. I remember his music.
Okay.
He's like one of our legends. You
exactly.
Know?
So yeah. Cardinal Rex, as he was known, was a singer, a trumpeter, a bandleader from New Calabar in what is present-day River State, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best-known Nigerian highlife musicians of the 1960s. Now, Cardinal Rex passed away January 18th, 1971. So that's nearly, what, half a century ago?
Yes, just about half a century.
Yes. And since we are in the month of January, I thought we should honor this Pan-African living music legacy with his own original version of Sawale.
Sawale, Sawale, Sawale.
This Yoruba expression, sawa, sawa, sawale, means run, run back home. And aishawo means...
prostitute.
Yeah, prostitute.
So run, run back home, prostitute.
Right, but what he was saying in the song was he was singing to a girl that had run away from home and is now living as a prostitute in the streets. Mm-hmm. And he sings, run, run back home before I go tell papa, before I go tell mama.
Yes, yes, yes.
With Sawa
Sawale.
That song lives on, as does his memory. And yes, if you ever go to Port Harcourt, Nigeria, you can visit the Rex Lawson Cultural Center and walk down Lawson Street.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, only his family.
From Nigeria to South Africa, here is the classic sound of Maskandi by another legend, Mfazo Mnyama. Born Mpateni Kumalo in rural Nongoma, KwaZulu-Natal, he was a brilliant left-handed guitarist and a singer and a producer. And he sang about everyday life, people's roots, their culture and heritage, and people just loved him for that. This is Gise Benzile Mama, and what he's singing is, I worked, Mama, but she's saying he's lazy. He says, but look at all these numbers on my phone. He's working hard,
he's working,
he says.
Hard. Very hard.
Thank you. Music Time in Africa.
Here is the hot new sound of Emmanuel Jal and his sister Nyaruach with Tishwang. And the song means you have a right. Wow, that was the brother-sister team from South Sudan, Emmanuel Jal and Nyaruach.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello, hello, everybody. This is Song of the Week, and today I have a very special guest with me. This is Tolumide.
Hey, everybody. Yes, so this is Tolumide.
Yeah, and she is a graphic artist at VOA, but also a singer-songwriter herself.
Yes.
So she has some nice insight into the Song of the Week we're about to listen to, and it is called Katika by a Tanzanian duo called Navi Kenzo. Had you ever heard of Navi Kenzo before?
Actually, I hadn't.
Yes.
Until you mentioned them, and I thought, oh, wow. So I went online and I looked them up, and I saw that, wow, they've been around for a while.
Yes.
And they have many views. They've actually also been nominated for the Sound City MVP Awards, and they have quite a following.
I will say something that I learned when doing some research. They have been together as a couple for almost 12 years.
Wow, 12 years?
Yes.
And they've been doing music together for all that time. They're still together. Wow. I'm shocked. I mean, that's a hard thing.
Yes.
Really. Anyway, so let's listen to this song, Katika. It means wine, twerk, shake your booty.
Katika, 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 katika. Nina midadi kaya rumba, kibao kata kinyonga. Mfuko nina mavumba, lungu nichi lina sunta. Yani bo 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 bo, kana niko shaga ro o o o. Yani nasimama de 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 de, kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Baby girl dance for me one time.
Katika by Navi Kenzo, a couple duo from Tanzania. What'd you think of that, Tulumide?
It's a wonderful song. Definitely gonna add that to my playlist.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Tulumide.
And this is Song of the Week. I've got two more songs for you now. Then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet our featured artist of the hour, Cheun Olota. You're gonna wanna slow it down for this one, guys. This is Love by Ida Sam and featuring Hakim.
Love, I will give my heart to you and make your dreams come true. Never make your heart to lose. Oh, no, 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 no.
Inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Yes, hello, hello, peepsters. Here's Grace Barbé from Seychelles with Afro Sega. All right, that was Grace Barbé with Afro Sega. Now it's time for our feature interview with Cheon Olota. Phil Odidi presents.
G-
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Now, I've always got a chance to meet some of Africa's finest performers whenever they're visiting Nairobi. And recently, I got a chance to watch a Nigerian artist called Seun Olotah performing with his band. And I just love the way they tap into the legacy of Afrobeat, with Seun playing the saxophone, the big band accompanying him, the dancers, and of course, music with a very strong socio-political message. Now, after that concert, Seun told me a little about how he came into music and why he's chosen this specific style.
My name is Seun Olotah from Lagos, Nigeria. A musician. We play Afrofusion kind of music. Some people say it's Afrobeat. I own the music, you own the genre.
Just before we play one of your tracks, Seun, tell us a little bit about your career.
My father was an organist. He's late now, died last year. Before I went to study medicine, he was an organist. I started from classical music, delved into jazz, was in the theater troupe. I've acted as an actor, stage, screen. Went to formal studying, played with people on the streets. When I stand to talk, I talk not only from the perspective of the scholars, I as well talk from the perspective of people on the other side of the street.
Can we let the music speak a bit? Can you pick something
music,
from...
Let's talk.
Yeah, no, we can do a balance between the two. Okay, let's bring on some music.
Okay, that was the first track on the album. Okay, yeah. They say, Better Soup Na Money Killam. Pidgin English, that money makes things happen. In the song, it's there trying to tell you that better soup na money killam, that is a soup that will be very delicious. It's from the market the journey will start.
Seun Olotah, and it's titled Oweri Soup.
Yes.
Now, let's take you back to your story. I mean, you talked about music beginning in your family, but playing professionally, when did that begin?
Yes, my secondary school, my seniors, my own punishment, when they punish other students to cut the grass and get water, mine is just to come and perform for them.
Really?
Yes, and when I got to Form 1, we had our first welcome party for freshers, elites. We have, I think it's usually monthly. That's been my punishment, to perform before the seniors, and some seniors just want to harass you. Bullet, they call me Bullet. Bullet, Bullet. So yeah, come here, come and pop up. All students, 1, 1, 2, 4, everybody lie down, lie down, lie down, lie down. We have Bullet. Perform, maybe if I don't want to perform, I tell them, oh, yeah, perform. So that was us.
Why did they call you Bullet?
Well, my name is Olotah. So Ota is Bullet. I now got closer to traditional music. I lived in Ilorin, one city where all you just be hearing are music of the nomads, those kind of music.
Yeah.
Those kind of music, you don't hear. So.
So my Nigerian brother, Seun Olotah, has been wonderful speaking to you. We've got one more song to play, and it's going to be your choice.
You can do Petit Matter. Some people just want to be relevant, especially these days of social media, where somebody just comes on your wall to just comment. He wants to make himself relevant.
Me and you are too busy for Petit Matter. Baby, you're a girl. And take my walk up. Spare me, spare me, spare me.
Give
me a T-Recorder.
That's a Nigerian artist called Seun Olotah, along with his band, which is known as the Ecstasy Gang Band. I love the name of that group. And the song is called Petit Matter from the album Homebrew. I'm afraid that's just about all the time we had for now, but I certainly look forward to the next opportunity I get to connect you with more of the music and some of the artists who are creating a buzz here in Nairobi, in Kenya. I'm Bilo Didi for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. All right, hello, everybody. We've got time for a couple more awesome tunes. So let's rock! Here's Bambino from Niger. This song, Ulin, comes off his 2018 album, Verán. That was Bambino. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now we turn to Zimbabwe for one last tune before saying goodbye. Here's the late Chiwoniso with Gomo. She sings, "We are the children of the mountains. We play the drums. We play the imbira. We play the hosho. We, the children of the mountains."
Para, 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 para
All right, and with that song by the late Chiwo Niso of Zimbabwe, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed today's program. A big thanks to Sheon Olota and Bill Odidi for joining us from Nairobi, and to Tolumide for coming on set for Song of the Week. If you want to reach out to me with questions about today's program or get updates and fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week, just click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.